What's up, guys? Welcome back. Going into hour number two here of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, take it away.
Okay. So this mercenary guy, this power armored dude with a rifle, comes down the Mandari ship gangplank, steps out into the snow, kind of looks, turns his head over towards Mr. Sicarian, opens his mask, and then says, "Sicarian? Well, shit." And the guy, he's older. He's probably like, I don't know, pushing 50. Imagine if Swan Song were a movie, he'd be played by Bruce Willis. The gear he's wearing is obviously Fotenhauer gear, like it's made for them. It's well enough worn that he's probably worn it for a long time, like it's his battle suit. He doesn't have any decoration on it. In fact, you can see areas where like his Fotenhauer like medals had been taken off. The only thing he has is a kind of like old-timey looking fabric patch of like a bird of prey grasping a snake. And I think Sicarian, at the same time, you recognize his face, though you haven't seen him in a long time, and his like personal like mark. This guy's name is Mr. Falcon. You've run with him before, though it's been a really long time. And yeah, he recognizes you, and immediately like his gun kind of goes down. He's still at the ready, but yeah, like you get, it's like he's seeing a ghost. What do you do?
I squint because I guess there's kind of blustery snow going by too, but I recognize the voice, recognize him immediately, and I say, "Mr. Falcon, good to see you."
He kind of like slings the gun and takes his right hand off, and he walks over to you and like puts his hand out to like shake your hand.
I shake it, but I lean in and I'm like, "What are you doing running with them?"
He says, "After what happened with Titan, I didn't want to be a part of that anymore. We thought you were dead."
Almost was.
Look, this is just a temporary job. They pay the bills. You still got friends out there. I mean, they think you're dead too, but anyway, look, we got to get out of here. And he kind of looks over his shoulder, this like looming battleship. He says, I guess your captain made a deal with mine. We got some cargo to offload onto the ship.
All right, we'll talk more when we're inside.
So he turns around and he shouts up the ramp. He's like, "All right, bring it down." And his helmet like shuts again to keep the snow off his face. On the bridge, you guys are getting more messages from the other ship. They're like, "Is it safe to come out? Like, we have to hurry, please. There's so many people on board."
Still the same woman?
Yeah.
I look at Victor and just like assess your face on the matter, just to see like what am I getting? What is your face?
Victor
telling?
is interested in saving the civilians as well.
I just kind of like I let out a long sigh and I hit open the comms. And you said there's 30 of you?
35, yes. Mostly non-combat.
I just cut her off mid conversation. Victor, there's 30 of them, and they're not going to pay us anything. Why do we want them on?
How do we know they're not going to pay? Are you going to pay?
I open up the comm. You got any money?
She says, not with
her
us.
Off, maybe a reason. Victor, she ain't got any money. What?
Listen.
Look, we can let them on, but let's get them real close to that reactor and see what happens. What do you think?
Higgs!
Who doesn't need a mutant army?
Is there anywhere like safe the you can think. Go? Anywhere safe?
Listen, how much space is the cargo from the others going to take up? How many people could we fit?
You could maybe take half that. You could take like, yeah. Like
they'll all grow fucking third arms, but.
Well, hey,
that's the other thing. You can keep the cargo in the hold, no problem. But
well, I just turn to Higgs and I say, "Women and children first."
Just I hope this is a metagame.
You are a motherfucker. You know that, Victor Kovac?
Didn't they mention that we just need to get them away from the base, right? We don't need.
Yeah,
to take
they don't.
Them off
you don't need to leave. Yeah, you don't need to leave the system.
You
just
could
need
fit
to get
all of them on. Safe. They would just be standing in the hallway, and you just
yeah,
take
standing
them
in the hall, taking up your quarters, standing on the bridge.
All right, I'll cut Victor. If they have to go in someone's fucking quarters, they're going in your quarters because you want them on the ship, and this is all you. You got to deal with this. I don't want them.
My quarters are prepped.
I open up the comms. I say, "We've got all right. Yeah, come on over. Disregard the ongoings of whatever is happening elsewhere in the area, but just go ahead and come on over." I open up comms down below to Mr. S and Piani. and tell them that we got about 30 or so people coming on. Victor Where decided to be the good Samaritan or something. You're going to have to take it up with him. They're coming.
I radio over to the other ship and I say, use the side hatch. I repeat, do not go through the cargo bay.
Okay. So you're explicitly like keeping them out of the cargo hold?
Yeah. I don't want them near the core, and I don't want them near the other cargo that we're carrying. I don't want them to know, and I don't want these other guys to worry about their shit getting seen. And I'd like to radio to the other guys and say, we're taking on civilians. We are explicitly locking away the cargo bay so they will not have access.
As I hear that, I nod, not that they could see that, I guess, and I go to assist in opening the side hatch and funnel people in. So, all
right. So it looks like the cargo from the unnamed ship is all people. Mostly, like she said, non-combatants, like the injured, and then like children. And then the woman, the captain, she's last. I think she just looks at you like scanning and like gives you a nod of thanks. And gets everybody loaded on board.
How beautiful
Midari,
is she?
She's of average beautifulness, I think.
But her inner beauty is great. That's what I was asking, Adam. Don't be a pig. Come on.
She's a noble freedom fighter, man.
Very good.
She has the fires of revolution burning in her heart. You and Falcon get the she's muy caliente. You get the cargo loaded. It looks like several crates of power cells, and maybe a couple of crates of tools, like drills and like that kind of stuff, like infrastructure management tools. So that stuff all gets kind of loaded on the ship. You and Falcon, I assume, are the last ones on board once everything's all loaded up. Okay. All right. So once everyone's on board, Victor, you're at the control console. What do you want to do? The ship is giving you like overweight warnings and like people in the hallway. Like, please take your stations.
Yeah. I thumb on the internal comms and I say, ladies and gentlemen, please shut down all electronic applications while on board, especially during takeoff and landing. Brace yourselves because we are GTFOing. And then I
hang on to your butts.
Yep, exactly.
Chime in and say, by the fucking way, breathe really small breaths because there's not a whole fucking lot of air.
Awesome. We've got 2 days in space. I think we'll be all right.
Tiny breaths.
I'd like to try and drop these people off at the secondary base if we can find out where that is and just offload them as quickly as possible.
Okay. The captain of the now abandoned freighter, she comes onto the bridge and will give you directions. And because you already have their encryption key, she's okay with you translating them.
Can I run like some scrambling maneuvers to make sure we're not tracked?
Well, I was going to say, before that happens, you guys leave the pad and start heading out, and you're still within range. So, Piani, you get a message from the OSV Baystar.
Mm.
It's a request for a comms line, like a direct communication.
It sure is a shame we can't comply.
Well, I mean, Piani can, right? As long as they're within 30 kilometers of you, she can.
Oh, okay, cool.
Piani, you getting this?
I bring it up.
Bloop, bloop. Okay, so you can only bring it up on your own personal comm pad, right? Because you can't patch into the system.
Piani, please relay the message.
So there's a there's a woman wearing Oninsen like naval like garbs, little hat, and she looks sort of perplexed, and she's like, "Who am I addressing?"
Hello, I'm Piani Pick.
Are you the captain of this vessel?
Of course I am.
She kind of like, why are you answering me on a call?
Who are you?
She says, I'm Captain Keiko Saavedro of the OSV Baystar. It's the cruiser I'm sure you see in your scanners.
And?
It appears you've taken on some cargo.
Yes, we have a few people that were going to run away from here because there's some assholes just shooting laser beams all over the side of the mountain, and we're going to, well, frankly, take them away from here.
Can I hear her side of the conversation, Pix?
Piani, where are you when you're having this conversation? Someone is overhearing it because there's like people everywhere, but
I'm wherever like the comm server would.
So you're just in the near the comms closet or whatever, wherever you guys have installed the server. So not on the deck. Okay. She says, "I understand, of course, your intent to rescue what appear to be helpless survivors of an attack, but you have to understand these people are terrorists. Just last week, they destroyed an airport. There were many civilian casualties. And we're not here to murder innocent people. We just want to bring these terrorists to justice."
And that is exactly what we're going to do, my dear. We're going to get them out of here. Of course, we can't let you be killing them with your laser weapons. We need to take them to a proper trial. And then we will, you know, float them once we find out how bad their crimes are. And obviously, you have some things you'd like to say to us, but really, we're short on time. We've just loaded things up. It looks like you still got some ammunition left in the ship, so we'll be on our way. Thank you so much for contacting the Swan Song Beep.
I just slowly start accelerator up.
Okay. All right. So if you want to try and get away before the Baystar can train any of its guns on you, you'll have to make a pilot test.
Now, it takes us 6 days to hop hexes, right?
Yes. It takes you a negligible amount of time to get anywhere on a planet. It takes 48 hours to get anywhere within the system. Mm. Like if you wanted to go from, you know, Oninsa to Majid or Oninsa to Froze. Yeah. And then, 6 days from one system to
another. God, hang on. We can actually we could go to Froze. Breathable mix, temperate. No native biosphere, tens of thousands of inhabitants. That's the 19th century place. Mm-hmm. Majid. We could go to Majid. I'm going to try to GTFO.
Wait, so... Okay. I'm sorry. How many people did we just take on the ship? 40?
41. Yeah.
Yep, 41 total.
Crap, we can't actually make it 2 days.
where is Mr. S in all this? Is he
drop
on the
35 off at the base like we planned?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to GTFO. 8.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. You can take a shot now, like get hit on your way out. Mm-hmm. The Swan Song will take some damage, or you can get away, but they'll get a chance to get like a signature lock on you, so they'll be able to find you or wherever you end up. It'll just take a few days.
So what are the rest of us seeing? Like, because we have no
idea.
When
did this become Dungeon World, Adam? That 8 was a success. What do you mean?
It's a success. It's just not a complete success.
We have no idea that Piani just had this combo, right, Adam?
He's pretty partial.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, only Piani had that conversation. But you have, like, you can see, I mean, Higgs, you can see it on your console, like the ship
is starting to turn to us.
It was facing this way, and you guys had it nose on, but now it's like turning this way.
So I open up the comms.
She said that Wilbur was one of her long lost enemies. Go quickly! She tries to kill him.
Hearing that, my character's just like hitting every button that's red and like trying to get out of there as fast as possible. I'm just like, Piani, what was her name? What, I need the name, Piani, quick.
I feel like we came here and we got ourselves into trouble to save these people. We don't want to get them into more trouble in the future.
Yeah, so you want to take the shot? Okay.
I'm taking the shot now.
Okay, so the Swan takes 7 damage. It's not a direct hit. It was like their ammunition is bigger than your ship, so that would have vaporized you. But it's a near miss. You can see some of the, like, if you were looking from outside, you'd see like the panels like melting on the side of the ship. But you do manage to get away. You're still small
we're
enough
down to
that
13,
they can't.
I think. Don't we need to
they can't
to
get
20?
Close enough.
We're down to 11.
I get you.
Because we took 2 damage on our landing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. But yes, you do manage to get away. There's a lot of like terror and stuff on board as the ship kind of like jostles one side to the other as you try to avoid fire. But eventually you do get away.
Did he take us into space or just away on the planet?
No, just away, fast enough away from the cruiser to get out of its range, okay, and then safely to the coordinates.
I go over there, unless she's here on the...
Yeah, she's on the bridge.
On the bridge with us. Is the leader of like the group of 30 on the bridge with us?
Yes, yeah, she is.
I go over and I'm just like, where would you like to be placed off, ma'am?
She says, I've given you coordinates. Just take us there, please.
I go over to the nav board or whatever, and is it far away, or is it, I punch in the numbers, like, where is it at?
It looks like it's in the middle of like an inland sea, maybe a couple of hours from here.
I turn to Victor. I'm just like, is this acceptable? Can we get there? Are we gonna be good?
We are on our way.
Okay. I turn back over to the woman. I'm just like, all right, we're on our way. Please mind your space. We're just be careful where you sit down. That guy over there creates bombs, and I point to Piani Pick. I'm like, you might sit on one, so just be careful where you put your hands. And let me know if you need anything else. We'll try to accommodate.
Okay. I check like the readout of the hallways, and if they're clear, then I close the blast doors to the cargo bay just to make sure.
Okay.
Nothing gets to the cargo bay.
Okay. So yeah, cargo bay is sealed off by the blast doors. And you guys head out there. Sicarian, do you want to talk to
Is that a bird, by the way? Is that a parakeet? What is that?
Yeah, it's a parrot. He's getting dinner. I'm gonna close the door.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure that like someone wasn't under attack by aliens or something.
It's my new pet bird. Emily is feeding him and he's like a tiny baby and doesn't know how to shut up.
Gotcha. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the first trick you need to train them.
Yeah, totally. It's only when he's hungry that he makes noise. But anyway.
The whole ship, is clogged with people, but I kind of I squeeze my way towards Mr. Falcon, I guess, and just say, like, I still can't believe I'm seeing you. I thought I would never see any more of you guys.
He says, well, think about how I feel. You're a ghost. This sector's getting pretty hot. Are you planning on sticking around? Are you picking up the old fight?
It's a good question, friend. I'm not sure that I'm gonna. I mean, I'm running with these guys for right now. I got to pay the bills, but coming back has stirred a lot of old feelings. You said Mr. Titan earlier. You've seen him. You know where he is. Anything like that?
He says last I heard he was in Gunhild system. Something about getting involved in the Andoni thing, but I haven't seen him personally, not since back then.
Some of the other boys running with him?
Yeah, well, they believe that load of shit that he fed him.
It's really good to hear that you did not, and that you got away. That makes me very happy, thank you.
He says, once all this is done, you get in touch again. I'll tell the rest you're still alive.
I appreciate that. I think I've always known that I need to. Mr. Titan can't go on. I have to find him.
He nods kind of grimly.
Happening on the deck or the
I think it's just happening in a hallway. Maybe Piani. Yeah. Maybe you can catch it because you're.
Well, I guess after I spoke with that woman, I'm looking. Everything. I'm looking for like the leader of the other group. So,
okay.
Wherever they're at.
So maybe just as they finish saying that, you are like squeezing your way down the hall towards where Sicarian is talking to this guy in like mercenary gear.
Okay. As I like see them ending the conversation, like, hey, great. You guys have met best of friends, right? We're all good. You know each other. What's going on?
Falcon looks at you, Sicarian, and then looks at Higgs like, who's this guy?
This is Mr. Wilbur Higgins III. He's
I'm just like shooting guns his direction as you introduce me and shit.
Thanks.
I'm like, hey, so are we good, Mr. S? We all friendly? You know this feller?
Mr. Falcon is good people. I am very, very thankful to have ran into him. Yes, he's a good man.
Fantastic. Yeah. Why don't you show him around the ship?
I kind of look around and there's just like a clog of people.
Like, yeah,
I throw my hand back and accidentally hit someone. Like, oh shit, I'm sorry.
some old Spanish.
What
guy.
Exactly is the arrangement, Mr. Higgins? By the way, what the people that Mr. Falcon is with and himself? What are they doing here?
Well, they needed a they needed a place to. We got to get. We're gonna help them. We're helping them, and that's what we're doing. We're helping them, Mr. S.
Are they coming off planet?
Are you coming off planet? I look at Falcon.
Falcon just puts his hands up. He says, "I'm not the captain. I'm just a hired goon."
Well, let me go find this captain. You two keep being the best of buds, and I kind of like squeeze through as I'm saying this and like push them away from me as I'm getting to find the captain and look for the captain.
The crew of that Medari ship, the crew of the Tom Jones, they are they're all on the in the like mess hall. They've kind of taken that up.
Okay, I walk in. Like, what is their general demeanor? Are they all
Sicarian, are you and Falcon going to go with them?
I think as he says, he's going to go off and find the captain. I personally don't know. I just kind of sit there and shoot the shit with him, I guess, catch up.
Okay. All right. So Higgs, you get there. They're playing some kind of like card game, or no? They're playing Mahjong on the table. Nice.
Okay.
When you walk in, and they all kind of look at you, and so there's five of them. There's the Korean guy that you saw before. Who's looking at a? He's not actually playing. He's like looking at a data slate and like making some calculations.
But they seem calm. They're not like rambunctious. They're not like
flinging shit
at each other. Okay.
This is the only place in the ship that you've found so far that has like empty space. Like they can extend both their arms in any direction, right. And you get the impression that they've told everybody else to fuck off. That like this is our room and you can't come in here. Like the bridge is more crowded than this.
Okay, I walk in and I guess make
they immediately
sure
just all stop talking and stare at you.
I put up a finger as I'm saying like one moment, but I don't say anything, and I turn around and like slowly close the door and look up in the corner for the camera that I know is probably there because there's cameras in every room. Do I see one in the corner?
Mm-hmm.
I walk over and just kind of like gallantly over there and just twist the camera off if I can.
Okay.
Just like snap it off. Or if there's like an on or off button, I tap that instead of breaking the camera.
I flip on all of my backup cameras that are in that room.
You see, Higgs, you see one of Piani's like toy stuffed bears just like sitting on the counter.
Okay.
Its eyes glow red.
Okay, so Piani, you're getting a visual but not an audio feed of this.
Okay.
So these guys are dressed they're not like dressed in uniform. They're wearing different like flight suits. But they look like the crew they're maybe more like the crew of the Swan Song than any of the other people you've met so far. Like they're just kind of mismatched and sort of scrappy. Two of them, a man and a woman, look like they're related, if not like they're brother and sister, if not twins. They're both, like redheads. There's a tall, black woman. There's the Korean guy, and there's like a stocky bearded, like kind of Slavic looking dude. And they're all playing this game. And then when you flip the camera off, the captain looks up from his, data pad and says to you, it's like, Captain?
Captain, I seem to have missed your name. What is it, sir?
My name is Bang Jun Siuk. You can call me Captain if you prefer.
Can I call you BSJ? Are we good with acronyms? Does that work?
BJS, but yes, that'll do.
My ears, they're not. It's loud. Anyways, I'm just going to call you Captain because I can't remember. Let's talk about our little transaction here, if you will. Let's not ever say the D word. Let's keep that out of the conversation. Who knows who might be listening? You understand what I'm saying?
He says, all I have is crates of power cells.
Oh, right. So yeah, perfect. Great. I'm glad you brought all those tools on board. Listen, about our transaction, you know, I would love the money myself, but my dear friend who is not on this ship would love it even more. So once this is done, where are you guys looking to go?
He says, we don't even need to leave the system. If you can take us as far as Froes, we'd appreciate it.
Beautiful, beautiful. How about can we do a little 50-50 now, and then we get you some more later, or you get me some more later? You want it, the arrangement of payment is what I'm talking about.
He says to you, in regards to that, and he turns his like comm pad around, and you can see there's a bunch of like error messages on it. He says, the comm system of your ship seems to be disabled.
Oh,
is there something
boy.
I should know about?
Well, not something you should know about, but I would just be careful about any electronic materials on this plane. It's a little bit hairy right now. I'll have someone who knows what the fuck they're talking about explain it to you. I'll have them come here soon.
You get me connected to my bank account. I'll see what I can do.
Okay, I will do that, sir. And I will have the account number for you as soon as humanly possible. You guys staying here, all right? We all good? You need me? We got some good food? You guys got the food? I look down to that. Are they eating food?
No, but yeah, when you say that, they're like, yeah, they would appreciate to be fed. And if you have drinks, that would be good, too.
Do we have alcohol on the ship?
I assume you probably would.
Okay. I offer them at least my cabinet share or whatever. I don't know who else drinks, but I would probably have some whiskey or something like that on the ship.
Okay. Yeah. So you wanna make friends with these guys?
Yeah. I pour drinks for all of them and one for me and take a drink with them to.
Okay. So you're gonna hang out there. Okay. So Piani, well,
I just
want
to do
see...
one drink and then I want to go find someone else.
Okay. So you see that, but don't hear any of that, Piani.
Okay.
Okay.
And then once I finish up there, I want to go find Piani.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. She's on the bridge. It takes a lot longer than usual, but you squeeze your way up there and find Victor and Higgs in the crowd.
Or Piani in the crowd, you mean?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Piani, come here. Come here. I want to talk with you.
I go over.
And I kind of like put my arm around her as if I'm like we're old friends. I'm like, "Say, I'm were you watching in there? I'm sure you were."
Yes.
You probably saw me being all friendly, and we're going to be friends right here. How would you like to make, and I kind of like look up the sky as I'm doing math in my head. I'm like, how would you like to make 25,000 credits for doing absolutely nothing?
Oh, I'd love that.
Okay, here's the deal. These gentlemen need to get to Froyus, which is in the same sector. It won't be that difficult. We got to make sure that we keep it from at least what they're traveling with from Mr. S, possibly Victor, because that guy is fucking, he gives me this. We'll talk about that later. We need to get them to Froyce. They also need to get comms to get to the bank account. You know what I'm saying? To get the monies. And I go like this.
Like, oh.
The bigger thing means the money.
I can't help you.
Well,
I can't.
About
I can't
this,
help you
this
with
situation
that.
Of our comms, can we work on that? Like right now, right this moment? Can I follow you? And we can go, I help out? I can push the buttons just as good.
We are so fucked.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, you see, in my kind of world, you got to have access to the bank account, and the money goes whoop, bloop, 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 bloop from me into the bank account, and that's how I get it, and I need it right now. So can we get that working? I'm like tapping on your shoulder.
How about for 50,000?
Piani, I'm going to go as far as we're going to do 35-65. That's best I can do. Actually, I didn't even. Shit,
40
man.
It is. 40 it is.
All right, I'll give you. We'll
okay.
make it 40.
I'll work on the comms.
Okay, you let me know, and we'll keep this a secret. And can I have your account number, please?
What?
For your bank account so we can get the money in there?
Oh, sure. Sure. I give them my routing number.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. All right. So, Piani, are you going to do anything on the way?
You know, is there like a private, because obviously there's a lot of people on the ship. Is there a private place of the ship that's not occupied that has like a hollow? No.
There's nothing private about the ship right now. There's people standing in the head. Like,
all right, I call Wilbur out. I call Wilbur
for what?
I motion Wilbur back over and say, "We've have to get the fucking people off the ship."
Well, yeah, we're gonna get them off in Froyz. What do you talk about all these other folk? That's where we're going right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even know why we took these assholes on them. We're not being paid. It's a dumb deal, in my opinion. Victor's an idiot. Anyways, they're going to be off soon. What do we need them off for? Can't go push the buttons, man.
Oh, that's fine. That's good.
Okay. So do you, Piani, do you want to wait until you offload everybody before you get to work? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you arrive at the coordinates that were given to you. It's an island off the coast of one of the main continents. And on approach, like, Victor, you see it as you're pushing on approach. It just looks like an uninhabited island. Like, there's maybe like some ruins there of a colony that didn't work out or something. But when you land, this is where the captain, where she's like, "Yep, this is perfect, thank you." And they start to unload into this like kind of onto this like empty island, basically.
Did I hear any of the conversation between Higgs and Piani?
We made sure that it was just between us, unless you were. I made sure, but you tell me, Adam. I guess you're the final say.
I think. No, I mean, you're aware of the conversation, that it happened, that they had a private conversation, or as private it can be, but the noise on the bridge was too much, like people talking and shuffling around and stuff.
Yeah.
And plus, also, you're flying a spaceship.
Yeah, I don't know what they were talking about. Okay.
Yeah. So you put her down?
Oh, yeah. I set her down. I say, you know, here you are. Hope that things go better for you now. You've gotten away, you know. Hope you can all get good medical care.
The captain says to you, she's like, "This base is just one in a long line of many. We've had losses like this before."
Hmm.
And she thanks you, and she says, I owe you my life and the life of these people. If you're ever in this system again, come and find me." And she tells you her name. Her name is Fabiana Mori. And she's a captain in Onita Libre. And this is, if you ever need anything, please. Just...
When she finishes talking, I'm just like, "Get out, let's go, come on, everyone, let's get a move on, get off my fucking ship."
Everybody's offloading into this kind of open area. There's like an overgrown like aggro dome that's like cracked, and there's like vines coming out of it and stuff off in the distance. You can see where fields used to be; they've all overgrown. And they all offload and are kind of like standing around. And the captain, you know, bids you guys a farewell.
I say, "Wait, Captain. We need a black box communication system that only receives communication. Do you have anything like that?"
She's like, "I have only what you see on me."
Victor, what in the fuck are you talking about?
This is something perhaps that we could get for you, but it would take time.
Very well.
I can ask if you like.
Please do. Let me discuss it with my compatriots and we'll be in touch.
I will do this. I'll send you a message.
Thank you, Fabiana. Okay.
So Fabiana and her crew have offloaded. Everybody gets 375 experience for the little mini mission of saving the Oninsons.
Yeah, suck it, Higgs.
750. What does that mean? Nothing.
My character suddenly is like, "Whoa, I'm better."
not better yet.
Yeah.
What? How much? How much was it?
375. So we have a total
750
of
now.
Yeah, 750.
750.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
When do we level?
1500.
2000.
Depends on what your class is. Everybody's
right.
Mine's 1500.
Yeah, it's 1500 for us. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, Jeff.
Fuck you guys.
It might be 1,000 with the way it's scaling. Who knows?
Oh, mine's 2,000. Yeah.
Okay.
Sad. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you guys want to do? What do you want to do now?
As they're shutting,
you're
I'm
on
like,
this island.
Like waving them off, and I just go find Pick, and I just like make snaps at him as I walk by.
The chop chop motion.
Yeah. And I'm heading towards the mess hall.
Now okay. I can find like privacy in my comm room.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure that nobody is hanging out in the room with the radioactive core.
No, there's you can see through the little like steel, like transparent steel panel. There's the core, the big circular core, sitting there glowing away. And then there's all these crates kind of allayed around it.
Cool. I guess in the time that we're kind of just leaving the base and traveling, I would look out, or I'd go find Mr. Kovacs.